Awaken your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on the positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long. It's that black guy, Taki Hicks, with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let it crack.
Y'all, what's up? It's your boy, Taki, fresh off the shower, and it is, excuse me, I got a mint in my mouth, because wifey let me know I wasn't all that minty fresh this morning, but anyway, back at you one more again this Wednesday, February the 11th, 2015, and it's all good. Hope y'all enjoyed my show. Last morning, yesterday, it's hard to talk with this in my mouth. Hold on, y'all. Okay. My bad. Anyway, just keeping it real with y'all, letting you know that it's always real with your boy. Always that real talk. Keeping it cracking every morning with the real and the beat behind it, just so you can chill. Well, really, not for chilling. Getting your groove on, really. Getting your blood flowing, getting your heart pumping, and you know, getting yourself ready for the day. That's what I do, and that's what this show is all about. Yes, I do listen later and motivate myself some more, and at a time when I can actually, you know, move to the beat and everything as well. But anyway, there was a clip I played on my show Saturday, Conversations with Intelligent Black Men, and this particular clip is an interview that I must play this again. I must let y'all hear this interview with Sister Maggie Anderson, and how she keeps it 100 with her people and doing the right thing. And no further ado, I'ma just let that clip rip and let y'all hear that. So here it is.
Welcome, this is Steve Muhammad with Knowledge for Life, and we are here with Sister Maggie Anderson, and we just heard a very powerful lecture on black empowerment. But I wanted to ask just a few questions because you did speak about almost close to 2 hours. But one of the things that I wanted to ask that I thought was so important is that in one of your interviews, you referenced Rosa Parks and her stance on sitting and not removing herself from her seat, and this movement that you took a part of with your family, the empowerment experiment. Can you explain a little bit about that? Because that was a revolutionary move in this day and time.
I like to liken what we did to what Sister Parks did and what happened from it. Not because I'm trying to compare my sacrifice to her in any way, but I do want what we did to remind people of our spirit of activism. And what I think is missing, especially among my corporate and professional peers, is that spirit of activism, where, you know, we have attained so much personally, professionally, educationally, but we're not doing anything with that activist spirit to really leverage those achievements and blessings in a way that would benefit our community. So that's why I like to bring her up, because she took a stand. She did something that was not convenient. So that's what I really want more of our peers to think about doing, and to think about their economic power in that way. So, if you really want to care about your community, if you want to take a stand, it could be as simple as just going to your local bakery or finding a dry cleaner or putting some money in a black bank or finding an independent black insurance agent and putting your money there. And that's a huge tip for me. I always try to tell people to do something where they'll be paying into that business on a recurring basis. But that's the reason I compare what we did to Rosa Parks. The other reason is that what a lot of people don't realize is that what she did led to a year-long movement. The community responded to her act of sacrifice, and they boycotted the bus system for over a year. So that's another connection to what we did. It wasn't just that we did it for a day. It wasn't just that we talked about it. It wasn't just that we were sharing a story. It's that we took a continued stand for a year until our message got out. So those are the connections between our little family sacrifice and what Sister Rosa did back in the 50s.
Now, the last question, the seriousness of this movement, because this is a matter of life and death. You gave out some stats in which you talked about our purchasing power reaching close to $1 trillion or to $1 trillion, but yet we are powerless as a people. And then we have a huge unemployment among our young people. Can you explain, this life, the seriousness of this?
Right. I try to make sure that we bear out the direct correlation between our lack of business power and gang violence in our community, with our kids killing each other, and not just that, with racial profiling, with people targeting us. All of that has to do with our lack of business power. That lack of business power is manifest in our institutions not having the power to respond to this kind of thing. And it's not just that, because our businesses are not in the local community anymore, and most of the businesses in our community are not locally owned, the people who live there don't feel vested in the places where they live. So that's why it's not clean. That's why it's not safe, because we don't feel like it's home.
And there it is, y'all. My sister said it right there. There is the problem. The source, I should say. Oh, no, let me change that. There is the solution to the problems in the black community. Point blank. Be black. Think black. Buy black. That said, I got to go be black for my day. And for more about that, you can find that work with Taki.com. Sponsored by FishBigBudget.com. Once again, y'all, it's all good, and I... and her body to get on up out here. Keep it real, keep it cracking all day long, and I hit you on the flip side, y'all.
Nature Along for 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every weekday for 10 minutes of Get Up and Get Your Day Started Right in a positive, inspirational direction. Get your day cracking weekday mornings, 7:30 Pacific Standard.